Hello, patrons. We all died today. Spoilers.
Welcome to the funeral.
Goodbye. Yeah, welcome to the funeral. That's it. We don't have much else to say. I don't know where to begin.
Let's check. How's everybody feeling? What are our emotions like?
That's right? Probably the thing. Like, I don't fucking care.
Well, you're a combat veteran. Yeah. Of this shit, and like you, yeah. this is nothing.
And I wanted to experience Dan's first death. So Dan, I feel like you took it well. How are you feeling internally? Were you upset at Adam? Because you can be. That's actually a feeling that you're allowed to have.
I wasn't upset at Adam because he doesn't control the dice. I was upset at Roll 20. I'm suing them currently for bad rolls. but yeah, it sucks losing a character you become attached with over so long, and it just all that work is just gone with it.
Yeah.
And that's the game. That fear, though, makes it feel a little more attached to your character than if they could just resurrect easily and there was no sense of death at looming around the corner.
Well, I mean, I felt like when you were giving that speech to those soldiers, I was like, man, I hope you're listening to yourself right now. I hope you're hearing what you're saying. You're like, you know, you gotta stay focused and like channel that fear. And I'm like, yes, you do. I agree entirely.
Yep. Honestly, when I was given that speech, I was like, I'm probably going to my death. So,
yeah. But I mean,
I had a feeling I was probably going to my death. If there wasn't the shadow that would, like, I figured two things would either happen. It'd either be just the corpse there and there would be no shadow, or I'd get an opportunity to leave, or the shadow would come right up on top of me and it's just going to one shot me.
Well, those shadows are tricky because they get a +6 on any like hide action that they take in dim light or darkness. Shadows. Wow. Yeah. So it's very hard to pick them up when they're hiding, even with a decent perception roll. And when I get to attack with advantage, it means that it's much more possible for me to actually be able to hit you. So, you know, the way that I can sort of win fights with those things was just make sure they're hidden in a room you go into, spring them on you after you've already like gotten set up. Like that's the only reason, Dan, like you died is because you were stuck between two monsters and had nowhere to go even if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if I ran, they would have chased me and hit me anyways and probably would have died anyways.
Yeah, them being really fast like that makes them really dangerous. Yeah.
My only chance was turn undead, but it didn't work, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you died as a character, JP? I'm just curious.
11 or 12, something like that.
Wow. A long time. Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, it's just like, whatever. And even me, like, I've only died once as a character, like as Shalbaz, I can't even remember what it was called. What was the show called?
Oh, and West Marches?
West Marches. I wanted to say Mirror Shades. I knew that was wrong. I died as him. And that sucked. But at least this time it wasn't like I died or neither of us died and we just sat there, you know, for a long time. That always sucks. Like, you know.
Yeah, dying. Yeah. And that's why we did the character creation for Dan. Otherwise, that would have been
a
patron-only thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But like you were saying, Dan, it's one of those things you feel like a bit – like you work towards something and like, oh, you built up his story. You went through all this stuff and what? It's all for nothing because he's dead. Like I'm after like Shalbaz, because it was like a really cool story. At least I start to view it like that. Well, at least, well, what did Velimir do? Like he encountered some cool shit, made some speeches here and there and whatever. And it was still a fun character to go. And like we've said before, like even during the show, it's now we can see like, okay, maybe I don't want to play this kind of character. Maybe I'll play this way. You always learn and you're improving and at least to try to... Especially with this world too, we have an understanding of how this world is, how it works with the
streets. And I think too, at least for me, I've learned through all those character deaths is you don't open the show up with the fucking book on your character. At least I don't, because like,
oh for sure,
like I never really got to talk about, and I'm hoping Adam takes, and I'm sure he will, because that's just the type of DM he will or that Adam is. But I'm hoping that he takes the backstory that I told him about my character somewhat and works that into the world. And I think he'll do it for you three as well. Or you two as well. I don't know. Character death is for me. It's like, I get rolling characters is my favorite part. So
it's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and we get to explore a different thing. And just because the characters are dead and out of the spotlight doesn't mean that their actions and the things that we've already seen in the previous eight episodes have stopped meaning anything, right? Like the fact that, you know, we were talking about this a little bit where we didn't start the video. I think the fact that you failed to protect the town means that it changes the world in some dramatic way. And this might just be, you know, this wasn't the story of these three magistrates. This was the story of how, like, the Necromancer King rose to power in the Riverlands. So yeah. If we play somewhere else, it might be like, okay, cool. Well, by the time you're level 5 or 6 or whatever, it's like, I hear there's a rumor of like a dark lord growing in the south. And like, this is sort of where that's going to come from. So the stuff we've seen, the kobold tribes, the bandits, the necromancer stuff, the mysterious fate of Twi, all of that stuff still exists in the world and may come up later in the same way that all of your background stuff is already a part of the world and will be for forever.
What, are you willing to divulge story stuff to us or no? Because it could still affect the world.
Maybe it depends on what you're stuff, yeah. Depends on what you're looking for.
The first town that we were in,
yeah,
could we have killed that necromancer had we have fought him?
I mean, you fought things that are like it depends, right? Because like on his own, just like blow for blow, there's three of you and one of him, and it's not there's no question. But
right. He's
also really smart. I would have played him as such. He has traps and defenses and magic that you haven't fought anything that has access to that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Often the best villains are the ones that have resources to defeat you, not pure brawn, right? Yeah. It would have been a challenge, but it was certainly possible, right? Like I used the same tools to balance the necromancer. Though what's interesting with like a sort of like boss encounter or whatever, an antagonist, as you level, so too do I raise the challenge of him so that it's not like, oh, we're going to go back and fight this necromancer. And he's got 10 hit points and 5 AC and now he's dead, right? Like he was designed to be an antagonist. So at whatever point you fought him, I would have designed that encounter to be a challenge for you. I mean, that's the thing about D&D. It's incredibly swingy and sometimes you get ones and sometimes you get 20s and a fight you should have been able to just blow through puts you in the ground and a fight that should have been hard, you can sometimes luck your way through, which makes it kind of tricky to balance. So you never know. So it keeps it exciting, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still wanting, like, Dan, were you legit upset? Were you kind of shocked? Did you take a moment?
I do have one question. Did my shade level up from killing both of them?
Oh, yeah. that shadow is like a favored servant of the Necromancer Lord now. That's his favorite shade.
Yeah. As soon as I saw the creature, I'm like, oh God, he's going to do something. He's going to spawn those shadows right now because that's the way he is. And you did. And I was like, oh God. Once I saw them from the front and the back, I was like, I'm dead. I'm just going to die. There's nowhere for me to go. They're going to hit me for crazy amounts because they hit hard for shades.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm dead. I knew it was coming.
I feel like those creatures are some of the hardest level 2 creatures out there.
Those are very tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way they breed so fast, they hit really hard, they drain your strength. Like it's devastating.
I think it's a combination of a few things, right? Like the strength drain actually, like for this party, was kind of NBD, right? Because it wasn't like I was hitting your fighter and your fighter was getting less and less effective. Zephira being built off of dex made that much better. I think it's the necromantic damage that bypasses your damage reduction, Zephira had. The fact that they take half damage from everything except Bairn's spells, basically. Yeah. And then when Bairn was down, it was like, cool, now they have twice as many hit points.
I kept forgetting that they only took half damage from like our regular stuff. That makes a lot more sense. Like,
and then
the shit out of these things.
narratively, if you encountered those things in some ancient ruins far away, right, in a dungeon where they don't really have anything to feed on, you kill them. Move on, right?
They're dead, yeah.
They're dead. There's nothing around, but they're like a plague. They're a virus, right? You kill one, but there's always going to be people weaker than you for me to just be like, cool, they just find some villagers and eat them. And
which is why we should have burned the town from the get-go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Burning, instead of going back to get Bairn's body, if you'd just been like, no, we're going to set about like evacuating the town, like burning the shit to the ground, it would have, I mean, we would have led in a different direction, but yeah, I mean, I think you would still have been alive probably at the end of the session.
Yeah, probably.
But also, like, that's no fun.
In a way, it was like, okay, we've constantly ran away and not tried to finish out the thing. Bairn died. Like, we got to feel some sort of allegiance to him just because he's a, you know, like JP said, Zephira, like this is what has to be done. It's the Court of Swords, you know. And also, we had to get our gold, and we wanted to try to see if we could prevent another shadow creature coming. Because as far as we knew, it could have just been him or nothing at all. There could have been nothing there.
And they could have left.
I think character-wise, like, for most people, I think, probably would have ran there just as a player character, but I think Zephira's backstory is, like, her father basically just ran from every fight. And so that's like whenever someone ran, I would get really upset. But like I never conveyed that to the audience or anyone or even to Max on what that stuff was happening. And I didn't really like – that's the other thing too is I feel like as characters, we didn't have any – we grew in the town, but we didn't grow like on our own, so to speak. Like everything that we were reacting to role-playing-wise was in the town, not on our – we weren't like sitting around at a campfire being like, so Baron – what was your life like? Or stuff like that. You know, stuff where it's just kind of like open freeform RP. It was like, oh, we're forced to deal with this shit right now.
Yeah.
So let's deal with it.
We were under constant.
Velimir left a bunch of times. It was always just like, okay, he analyzed the situation and there's no way out of this. Like at his current, you know.
Right. State.
He knew that the odds were against him. So every time he left, it was like, I'm leaving because I have to. Otherwise I'm going to die. Like,
right.
And there was no way out of it. It was never just like, fuck this shit, I'm a coward. But also, part of the reason why Velimir wanted to go back and why I decided to go back is also I had a similar backstory as well, JP. Like, Velimir was an outlander because he was abandoned. His parents gave him the fuck up and he had to try to, you know, that's part of the reason too why he runs as well.
Right.
That and because that's all he knows, right? He knows to preserve himself, look out for number one. When the odds are against you, you know, just try to survive.
I mean, all told, the whole thing was like the deaths of those characters, it's like real tragic if you look at it, right? Like we talked a little bit about like Baron, your backstory was all about how much you hated the undead and how they like, you know, killed your friends. It's like you became what you hated most and then killed your friends. And the whole thing about like that conversation with Zephyr was like, you should have died back there. And then he did. Yeah. And then you died because of a sense of duty of like staying to carry on the fight. Like it's real sad. That's some like tragic Shakespearean level shit right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
But whatever. That's what makes it, I think that's what makes it interesting, right? Is being able to look at it and kind of see that stuff happening.
Yeah. Dan, you guys stick with the cleric? You like playing the cleric? I feel like you, you tuned your cleric to the specific town that we were just in.
I wanted to be a cleric, and I was thinking, well, I'll just be a healer. But this time I'm making a light cleric, which will give me some more damage spell potential, which will help us a little bit. I felt like we were lacking AoE, so I was like, the light cleric has some AoE spells that could help us against if we fight kobolds again or whatever.
Sure. Max, what about you? What are you leaning towards?
I think probably you're going cleric, you said, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to at least have some sort of like AoE or maybe some sort of multi-class sort of dude. I was thinking like wizard, maybe, but it depends on what everyone else is going to do. If he's going to be a cleric, I don't know. Maybe that could still work.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't want to just be slinging, you know what I mean? I had fire, but that didn't really do much against the enemies that we're facing. It only did so much. I wanted to have a little more options or spell-wise. I don't really know. To be honest, what I was thinking is either something that's like a multi-class or straight wizard.
Yeah. I mean, if you go multi-class, you're going to start at level one of something, and then you choose your second class when you hit level two.
Yeah, exactly.
You generally want to go in with the more survivable of the two classes and then do the softer one at the next level.
You can always play a bard.
I can tell you this. I'm going to try to get a fucking AC as much as I can.
Yeah. You can always play a bard. I
don't like that at all.
Yeah, your two options for AC is either go like dex focus and play something that gets AC like Zephyra from another source, like a barbarian and a monk both get an additional source of AC, go high on the dex, aim for that, and then multi-class into something else. Or you can go armor AC and you can go with a like a paladin or a fighter, someone who can already wear the heaviest armor. Then it's just a question of money, right?
Because that might be it then too. Like
you won't start with
an. I've played a wizard and now I've played a rogue. Yeah. Army wants to just keep going and just try something different and maybe do like a fight or something. That I've never played somebody that relies on armor and stuff.
Yeah, I mean you could go fighter and I'll play a. I was thinking playing mage of some sort, so that would make sense.
That'd be cool.
Maybe multi-class is like a rogue mage or something.
It would also kind of make sense into the type of character that I want to play too. So
yeah. Well, we'll figure out when we're going to roll those. We should be regardless, even if we're rolling them like. During the first hour of next show, I'm okay with that if we can't figure out another time. But we should be back next Tuesday. So we're going to go lick our wounds, and then we'll jump back into this shithole of a world and stay the fuck away from towns. And also, let's just, as a group, let's just say we're going to fucking do something and stick to it.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys – because really, from my perspective, I played my character very, you know, basically in the background. I wanted you guys to kind of like jump into the show, be the ones that kind of like led everything in the story. Then the more that it went on, like Zephira just kind of like took over because of her backstory, like being a soldier and whatnot. But I think now that you guys have lost a character, you've got some confidence in being able to just understand the system. I think we're not going to run away.
Yeah.
Well, that's why part of the times too, like sometimes I would like, you know, try to take the initiative and you know, Velimir would try to challenge Zephira a little bit. That seemed to be kind of the relationship too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also too, like, since you do have a lot more experience with role playing and stuff like, or as far as, so I'll say role playing in, you know, D&D and stuff like that, you know, the mechanics, right. You know how shit works. But a lot of times I would be like, Zephira, what do you think? You know, because,
I thought, just as like an aside, I thought you were killing it today, Max, with the, like, seeing your character's like fiery side come out. I think that's really cool. Because Villamir had been a low simmer for most of the game, and this was the time. Like someone said in chat, they're like, I imagine Velimir's like fiery aura turning like blue when he gets all mad. Like, yeah, it was good.
That was I was thinking to him, like, he might die. We're just gonna be Velimir's just fucking upset at this point, and he's just like really fucking angry.
Yeah. I'm also I'm excited because now I don't have to fucking cosplay a female character for future things that we might do. Right,
Make sure you make a character that looks the way you want to look when we do live.
Guys, I'm gonna play a dragon. I think I'm just gonna play a dragonkin, you know?
Okay, that'll be easy. Giant robot dragon.
Yeah, giant robot dragon that's
who's
also
the ghost.
Yeah, I'm a ghost. Yeah. Cool. You know, giant translucent.
Ghost robot dragon. I'm into it.
And also, I have a pet who's the ghost of Tupac, who's a hologram. So, fucking Scoots, we're going to need something like that, too.
Figure that one out.
Yeah. Perfect.
We'll just have a little mini Tupac on the table sitting next to me that I could just pet.
Knowing Scoots, too, he'd figure something out.
Knowing him, yeah, he would. He would. So yeah, that'll do it.
Consider this, too. I mentioned it during the show. What if my power didn't go out?
Yeah, right. In an alternate universe.
It's scheduled on Tuesday. I'm blaming the power companies for our death.
I don't know, though. I felt like the reason that Baron went in by himself was because, one, it was nighttime. Two, you had gone in so many times before and just gotten one-shotted.
Yeah.
And three, he was just higher AC, so he thought he could live.
Honestly, I still think we would have done the same thing because we found out, like, okay, well, if he goes in, he usually kind of just bats off attacks, usually, just because his AC is so high and he's got a lot of health. And yeah, if I go in, usually I end up getting one-shotted if I fail like any sort of stealth check or whatever, or don't perceive, you know, enemies around.
The one time we try it differently, I just go right down.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to try to make a character that has dark vision. I feel like
Dark vision's so good.
I feel like the tank should always have dark vision. I feel like that's such an important thing to have. Whoever's going to take the damage should always fucking be dark vision.
And I'll have the light cantrip this time so that darkness won't be as much of an issue anymore.
That's good.
I can always light something up.
As a cantrip too, so you can just be like, light.
Yep, and it'll last for an hour, so.
Man, why didn't you fucking take that the first
time? It was my first character, okay? I didn't know.
That had always been in the back of my mind, like, where the fuck is the goddamn light cantrip?
Yeah, I took resistance because it sounded good, but no, it's shit.
What is resistance?
It's just... you add a D4 to a saving throw. I didn't know. It sounded good, all right?
Does that work on death saves?
I'm not sure.
Because a death save is a saving throw.
Yeah, it is. Maybe you didn't die today. Guys, we have to redo the entire show. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll see if Dan actually did die. No, he's dead. He's dead. We're not redoing it.
We pull our Dallas moment, and Zephira wakes up in the end. It's like, it was all a dream.
Yeah, guys, we're not going, fuck that kid. He could die. We're not fucking saving him. I should have chopped his hands off. I forgot about that moment, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that, too, like, is your first character. This is only my second character in D&D. It's third character in any sort of role-playing game.
Yeah,
and I'm still learning. I fucked up a shit ton. And then as my next character, I'm still gonna fuck up. I'm just constantly trying to learn and try to do better.
Yeah, but I mean, that was more of a role playing decision. I just felt like maybe I'll tie it into the fact that Baron has taught some version of temperance, and like, hey, that kid lost a fucking friend today as well as us. So like,
I thought it was all totally on point.
Yeah,
at least that kid has a reminder never to be a thief again.
Yeah. And we're all fucking dead.
I'll be like, well, fuck
it. Yeah. And we're all dead. So, like, I was cursed by a magistrate at a young age, and now I'm the best thief in the world. Exactly. That's what's going to happen. So, that's it. We're done. That's for this recap video. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new cast of characters. We know one. We don't know his name yet, but he'll be playing a cleric. Me and Max still have to decide. And maybe we'll add a fourth member on Tuesday. We'll see. We're out. Have a good day. Bye-bye. We'll see you next time.